Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Right here at blogtalkradio.com. I am Beth, aka Be True, and thank you for tuning in the States to evening edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report on this terrific Tuesday. Wow. I had scheduled a show for yesterday, then last night, then when the verdict came in early today, like, okay, I need to reschedule for this evening. So I had been trying to keep up with the citizens. So we should know something now. Maybe we do right now. I'm preparing for the show. I've been keeping tabs on live on the live networks on YouTube and on the local stations in Big D, my second home. But yesterday, my Facebook friends and I, we had an awesome discussion with comedian, Dallas-based comedian Seth Brock, and he encouraged us to open up and talk about different things, and many of us didn't know had no idea what the verdict, what the outcome would be, and when he asked me if when he asked different ones, yay and nay, about she would walk or not, I thought she would get a manslaughter charge. But at the same time, I felt like, okay, maybe we need to prepare for riots. So glad that it was the verdict that it is. And again, like, the attorneys and the spokespeople, after the verdict was announced, mentioned this is really not over. It's a situation dealing with correcting our police departments. I myself, and many people know that since I was a kid, I've always had a fondness of law enforcement. I grew up in the officer friendly era. I'm 51. Officer friendly used to visit the school. Well, nowadays, there's not, there are many officer friendlies out there, but then there are the rotten apples also. So, and I'm not calling Amber a rotten apple. I'm talking about the system. Because honestly, I think I met her and knew her a little bit. That's something that I don't keep a secret. I believe I met her when she was a rookie, and I knew her back in 2015 or 2016. I knew Brent Thompson, one of the officers that was murdered in July of 2016 in downtown Dallas. Because he was so awesome and a proponent of Black Lives Matter riots. But I don't mean to ramble, because I had planned on this show being a structured show, but don't fret, because you can call in real soon, probably in, I would say, before Halloween, in the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to call in, be his co-host, express your views and thoughts, and you'll hear more music and PSAs. This is an update version of Culture Shark Entertainment Report. But I just wanted to acknowledge the verdict, but also there's been other, like, big stories happening throughout social media and on the news. I've just been amazed. There was one story that caught my attention and probably caught many of your attention regarding a school kicked a little boy out in the cold. And so I think I missed out on the verdict announcement of Amber's trial, watching the press conference for the little boy's family and attorneys regarding the little boy being kicked out of his school in the cold. And They had everything on surveillance camera and everything. If I haven't posted on my page, those of you that that network with me on Bethany Williams and on Twitter, Beth Williams, Cut the Shark Entertainment, on Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports public page, and so on. But then there's another story in the UK. A little boy is now registered as a sex offender for hugging his classmates. I mean, wow, some of these cases and situations are just crazy. I mean, a five-year-old hugged his classmates and now he's registered as a sex offender. That's crazy. And I'm a person that I do my best not to invade people's personal space. I guess I'm kind of like a Joe Biden. When I talk to people, well, I won't say that, but when I talk to people, I tend to like maybe touch you on your shoulder, touch you on your hand. I'm a hugger. I'm learning how to refrain that and not be so touchy-touchy. But don't mean any harm, but you can offend people. I've seen an interview with Chelsea Handler on Jimmy Kimmel, and she mentioned how she had to go to a class because she offended someone at a poetry slam because she slapped the person on their behind. And the person, the African-American woman, contacted her and explained to her that it was offensive to her and the reason why. And, you know, so I guess we all need different lessons in culture and in etiquette. So we're looking forward to Cousin Linda coming back on the show so we can discuss etiquette and mannerisms. We've always been taught to keep our hands to ourselves, right? But a five-year-old being registered as a sex offender, that is crazy. Honestly, really crazy. But again, thank you for tuning in. It is fall. Yay! So many people are happy. Being a summer baby, I love summertime, but also I am just in awe with autumn and with spring, but especially autumn, the beautiful colors, the wonderful weather. It is cooling off. It's still very humid here. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, my native Jackson. It's still humid, but it's breezy. Whenever the fair comes, the weather usually cools off. So the Mississippi State Fair will kick off on tomorrow at the Mississippi Fairgrounds. And I believe it'll be here to the 14th. Texas State Fair usually stick around almost a month, but it kicks off tomorrow in Jackson. There will be an ice skating rink and everything. Tonight, in many of the southern states, I know some of you other states have celebrated National Night Out, maybe like in July and in August. But tonight is a big deal. It's National Night Out in a lot of southern states. And here in the city of Jackson, Mississippi, different neighborhoods will be celebrating National Night Out. My neighborhood in the north part of Jackson, Mississippi, the Norwood Homeowners Association, we'll be celebrating from 6 to 8 at Holy Family Catholic Church on Forest Avenue, close to Watkins. So that would be good. I think most of them are 6 to 8. And, of course, good food, fun games, and, of course, politicians, speaking. Because election time is a little over a month on November the 5th. And so many politicians and community leaders will be dropping by at our event and throughout the city. We're fingers crossed that the Mayor Chokwe Lumumba and his missus and his two little girls and his staff members drop by. I believe the president, Billy Gooch and Mrs. Gooch, I believe we might be on the list this year. Last year they didn't stop by, but it was wonderful. We had Hans County Supervisor Robert Graham. We had Melvin Priester Jr., the council person for this ward, and his father, who was campaigning to be reelected as judge in his district, and he was reelected. We had many other politicians that were campaigning and community leaders, but I am hoping for those delicious burgers again like last year. So I'm looking forward to that event. So hopefully the mayor will drop by. I know his hands are full of a lot of meetings and events, and they have to make their runs to different neighborhoods and spend as much time as they can with the different organizations. But again, just thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I feel like my voice is trying to disappear for some reason. I should be like Oprah, didn't I? I'm looking at my old magazine right now. I have an old magazine in front of me and a Woman's Day magazine. But before, I need to shut the show down because of the time limit. I just wanted to remind some of you that maybe forgot about National Night Out, if you're celebrating in your respective areas, that is happening tonight. So when you get off work or when you get through or before you do certain things, you might want to stop by your neighborhood or the neighborhood that you're nearby in. Stop by their National Night Out event. If I'm not mistaken, I think there was a big one on Monday night here in the city of Jackson also. But looking at my Woman's Day magazine, back on the topic of fall, autumn being here, and so many of us are so happy because so many of us love sports. We love Halloween. We love Thanksgiving, of course, a time to come together or spend time alone. Some people like to spend time alone or to just do volunteer work and help others. That's what I like to do. I like to do any time of year, but especially during the holidays. Even when I need help, I like to help others. And others, it seems like we all need help in some form or fashion, regardless of who we are. So it's important for us to be there for one another. And if it's only a five-minute conversation, that you'd be amazed at what that does for a person. But then also Christmas, New Year's, 2020 is only less than 3 months away. Isn't that amazing? This year is almost over, so no playing games. We need to focus on our goals and prepare for our new goals and goals that we will be continuing into the year. Also, and those of us that make New Year's resolutions, prepare and get back focused. Now, you know, it's a good idea to like pre-plan and start now, right? And this is, and many of us in business, you know, it's the fourth quarter also, so it's good to look at our life and take inventory in our lives also, what's in and what's out, and just get everything right. Keep it right or get it right? So I thought I would do a structured show, but it turned out to be more of a, let's jump around on different topics, but guilty of murder, sentencing, maybe they'll announce it now, we'll know soon. There's much more news to discuss, sports, Trump staying in the news with. I just seen a story regarding the Korean leader who just made a comment about Trump. One thing I can say, November the 5th, those of you that are voting, the state of Mississippi, we're voting with the new governors, the new governors. We're electing head of the state to in local positions, sheriffs, state representatives, all states aren't, I know, but we are on November 5th. Definitely prepare to absentee vote if you see you can't go vote on Election Day, Tuesday, on November 5th. If you can get to your precinct location, definitely you can get there. There is a curbside voting where we precinct managers will come out to your automobile and help you. Harry and I, we need to schedule our training session for November 5th. It looked like I would be going to Dallas real soon, but definitely would not miss out on helping and working with people during the general election. The primaries and the runoffs. The primaries was, it was a, to me, it was a good turnout. Some people said it could have been better, but definitely for runoffs, people should come out more when they come out, when it comes to runoffs. But in some cases, I've met many first-time voters, entire families. There are people that make it a family affair. Honestly, you see grandma, grandpa, dad, mom, kids, grandkids, and then even teach kids that aren't 18 yet to be involved and interested in government. Anybody who knows me, and you guys have been knowing me since 2011, since the show premiered March 21st, 2011, and really appreciate and thank you for your support. But anybody that knows me know I have always had a passion for beauty, fashion, politics, entertainment, acting and film, community involvement. I'm a history buff. I have always, as a kid, I've always loved politics and like being a political enthusiast. So it just makes my day when I see families and parents bring their kids, and not just the ones that are turning 18 and preparing to vote in the near future, but the much younger kids. I know when my friend, when my bestie Dara Smith and I toured the governor's mansion, I was the thing I wanted to do to kick off my birthday celebration. So in late July, we toured the governor's mansion because we hadn't toured it since Governor Barbara and when Governor Brian and Ms. Debbie were lieutenant governor and first lady. So we toured, and there was an amazing family that toured with us. And there was a son that maybe was in like the seventh grade, and he was a big history buff. And that is so amazing. And you know what? I'm glad I'm mentioning this because I'm reminding myself of something that I've been intending to talk about on Facebook. The state of Mississippi is considering taking away the history exam as an exit for seniors. I mean, there's got to be another test, exit exam that they can diminish besides the history exam, the exit exam to graduate. I mean, history is so important in each and every state, American, U.S. history, world history. I mean, my listeners, those that I talk with in different countries, villages, towns, history is important in the smallest town to the biggest city. How can you take away the history exam as an exit for graduation? My senior year, I only took two classes, half unit. It really was one class because it was half unit, you know, economics. And U.S. government, U.S. history. That's all I took. Early in the morning, I was out of school. Because I could have almost graduated a year earlier, but I wanted to stick around with my true class. So instead of taking that class the year early or in summer school, I chose to take those classes. American, U.S. government, and economics. And I was a part of the Junior League and Junior Achievement League of Jackson. My class was, and I think I was elected as Vice President of Production doing that, and a member of DECA and all. But that is that's a very important tip. It's important for us to know our history. We already don't know enough. We have to learn a lot of things outside. And the history teachers, that's a slap in the face to them. So I'm surprised people aren't more outspoken regarding it. So I probably do a Facebook Live on that subject matter. I need to do a little bit more research and really find out what's going on. Because I know that the board, I think the board, they decided on that, but then they said they were going to bring it to the public. But I haven't heard anything about any town hall meetings or public forums. So this I didn't plan on talking about, but some of you might have something similar going on in your communities and in your state or your area regarding exams or tests or exit exams that are up in limbo. So I just wanted to share that. But you can email me at cultureshock, KULTRESHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. You also can email me at Miss MS Bethany, BETHANY, C Williams, WILLIAMS @gmail.com. Miss MS Bethany, BETHANY, C Williams, WILLIAMS @gmail.com. And also, you know, thank you again for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Culture Shock Entertainment presents on Springer. Throughout the world of social media, my guy Terry and I, we have a Instagram and a Facebook page now. We haven't started posting pictures and videos yet, but I do post a lot of inspirational material on Being Beth and Terry Life. And on Instagram, it's beingbeth.terrylife. Also, I want to send out love and condolences to Chris Millam. A friend that I made in 2015 in Dallas, Texas, at Open the Bell Coffee House. Amazing artist based in Memphis. He lost his dad last weekend. Also, Taddy G lost his father. A longtime friend of mine, Sharon McGee, lost his mother. He's a graduate of Provine High School, and so sending our condolences to him and his family, and shout out to his brother Daryl and his entire family. And he's a Provinian, so I graduated from Callaway. So he contacted me and let me know he had lost his mother, and I informed him that also mom had passed. Who loved you all, listeners and supporters, had passed December 4th, 2017. So he had not heard about mother passing away. So again, you guys remember this was like one of mother's favorite time of the year. So recently I shared the episode that we recorded in 2013 of her sharing some of her favorite recipes. And I keep resharing it because I know some of you are trying out those recipes. And I need to perfect her dressing. She liked my stuffing, but I need to perfect her dressing. I mean, she cooked the perfect dressing. If I can get my dressing to be just like hers, I would be just in heaven. But before the show concludes itself, I must again thank you all for tuning in. It was a very unstructured show, I know, but I appreciate and thank you for spending time with me doing these commentary type shows, and looking forward, and thank you Blog Talk Radio, looking forward to going back to the way it was at the beginning, but much improved, and I guess a new version of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, because it is so much fun when we have guest co-hosts and the chat room is open and you guys and ladies call in, and we just have a hoot of a good time. Being an entertainment lifestyle show, the conversations can expand to from everything from community to sports to entertainment to hot topics to just fun topics to serious topics. You guys know it because you've been there. You've been with the show with me since March 21st, 2011. So, you know. And so, thinking about doing the best and most definitely some of the former guests are ready to come back on, and some friends that have never been on already, like Sean Alexander Hamilton. He's starting his own podcast, but he's still looking forward to coming on to promote his two books, and I'm excited for that. So, again, shout out to all my friends that I interact with in person and all of my friends worldwide and listeners and fans and supporters of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports that I effectively network with. Thank you, those that send info, send amazing videos, send information regarding what's going on in your areas. I do my best to respond as quickly as possible. Shout out to my mentors, to my friends, my family, even the naysayers, because you encourage me. But and to my church, Cathedral AME Zion, and other ministries that have always been there for me and with me and with my loved ones and with my friends. Thank you. Big shout out to loved ones in Dallas, in Tacoma, throughout the world, throughout the country, here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. Praying for our leaders, praying for all of us. Thank you all for the love and the prayers that you send this way also. Again, because we need each other regardless. And I love it when you guys network. My social media, it's like a mixer. I love it when my friends, those that like to network, effectively network, I love it when you mingle and network with one another. And again, thank you for supporting the show since 2011, and thank you for your love. And a big shout out to Terry. Thank you for your love and support. So, and all of my friends, I mean, really, we have this world. My mother and I used to always talk about how important it is to love and be loved. So it's important for us to love and be loved. I know. A lot of us, including me, we've been through some stuff, right? But somehow, you know, we gotta stay strong, like Tupac used to sing. Keep our heads up, right? So that's what we have to do. Love you guys, and thank you for your support. And God bless. And the next show is tomorrow morning, Wacky Wednesday. So tune in at 5:30 Central Standard Time. My friends across the pond, that'll be lunchtime, tea time, wine time. wine time is any time for many of us, right? And just thank you. Tune in tomorrow also for Wacky Wednesday. And I love you. God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.